We continue today with the lesson number 41 in our ongoing study of Mishnayos Maseches Menachos. And today, Mirtzah Hashem, we will finish the 12th Perek. We'll be concluding Perek Yud Beis with Mishnayos 4 and 5, Mishnah Dalet and Hey. The Mishnah says, Misnadev Odom Mincho Shel Shishim Isaron. We've learned that the minimum amount for a korban mincho is one isaron. In isaron, a tenth of an ephah volume of soles of fine flour. Umevi bichli echot, the maximum is 60 isaron, shishim isaron, brought all in one kli, in one vessel. Imo mar hareolai shishim ve'echot. If a person promises to bring 61 isaronim, then he's over the top. Mevi shishim bichli echot. He must break them down into two separate korbanos mincho, one of 60 in one chli, and one of one isaron, the echod, bichli echod. Why, according to the Tanakama, is the maximum set at 60, not 61? Shekein Sibur, mevi biyom tov harishon shel hachag. There's one day a year, and that is the first day of Sukkos, if shechol lihiyos b'shabbos, if the first day of Sukkos also falls on a Shabbos. On such a day, as we will see in a moment, the total number of Isronim, which are brought, is 61. Shishim ve'echot. Therefore, since the Tzibur at most can bring 61 Isronim in any one day, and even that only on the relatively rare occasion when the first day of Sukkos falls on Shabbos, therefore, dayo liyochid sheyehe pachos min hatzibur echot. Therefore, it is sufficient for an individual person bringing a korban mincha to bring one which is at least, at most, one less than 61, namely 60. What's the cheshbon? How does it work out that on the first day of Sukkos, if it's on the Shabbos, the Tzibur brings 61 Isronim? The reason is because on the first day of Sukkos, the Jewish people are told to bring, as is spelled out in Parshas Pinchos, 13 Purim, 13 cows. Now, each par, we know, requires a mincha of 3 Esronim. Although that's 3 times 13. So right there you have 39 Isronim for the 13 Purim. Additionally, on the first day of Sukkos, 2 Elim were brought, and each ayil, each ram, required 2 Esronim. So that's a total of 4. Now you have 39 plus 4 for a total of, 43. Then, on that first day of Sukkos, you brought 14 kvasim, 14 sheep, and each sheep has one isaron. So that's a total of 14 isronim for the 14 sheep. Now, therefore, that total works out to 57 esronim. 39 plus 4 plus 14. But we're not finished yet, because it's also Shabbos that particular year. On Shabbos, every Shabbos, one would bring the 2 Tamidim, which are brought really every day. So the 2 Tamidim were for each of a sheep, 2 sheep, that's 2 more, for 59. And then there were 2 Esronim brought for the 2 sheep brought for the Musaf of Shabbos. That's a total of 59 plus 2 is 61. Therefore, since the maximum that the Tzibur could bring was 61 Isronim, therefore the maximum that an individual can bring is one less, kind of out of deference to the Tzibur, a maximum of 60. Omer Rab Shimon. Rab Shimon says, what are you combining these Isronim? These Isronim weren't brought together as one huge mincha of 61. They were brought as separate three Isronim for each par and two Isronim for each aisle and one Isronim for each keves, and the kevosim were not mixed with the elim, etc., etc. They're all separate karbonos, not one big bucket of 61 Isronim. Rav Shimon says, "V'halo edel laporim ve'edel lakvosim." Some were for this type of animal, some were for the other type of animal. Ve'einam nivlolim zem zeh. They were never mixed together, one with the other, and therefore, no way did Tzibur ever bring a mincha of 61 Esronim. They brought many menachos of a 3 Esronim, 2 Esronim, etc. Therefore, Rav Shimon gives a different reason entirely why the maximum is set at 60 and not 61. Elo ad shishim yecholim lehi bolel. Don't forget, we're talking about taking many isronim of solas of fine flour and stirring them and mixing them well with oil. That can only be done up to 60 isronim. More than that, you just can't mix it all together. Ad shishim yecholim lehi bolel. The process of belila, of mixing the oil and the flour, could be done with up to 60. However, more than 60 simply could not be done properly. Now, the Gemara raises the question, so what? The halacha is, as we learned back in the third perek, perek gimel, in Mishnah Beis, lo bolal ha-mincha kashera. And even if there was no belila, the mincha was kosher. So what's the problem with the fact that for 61 Isronim, the belila can't take place properly? So the Gemara answers there with a klal, and that is, kol ha-ra'uy le-bila, ein bila ma'akeves bo. If the bila is at least theoretically possible, so you have less than 60 Isronim, 1, 2, 50, 57, 59 Isronim, it's possible, it's conceivable, it's ro'oy labila. So then if you failed for some reason to do a belila, to mix it well with shemen, it is still kosher. But kol she'enu ro'oy labila, if there's so much solas, 61 and up, that you can't possibly even do the bila properly, then bila ma'akeves bo, the absence of the act of bila, prevents the carbon from being kosher. So according to Rav Shimon, it's really a physical problem. You can't be boleil, you can't mix well together oil with flour if you have in one keli more than 61 isronim of flour. Amrulo, the Chachamim said, I can't believe this. Shishim nivlolim, 60 will work. You could be boleil, you could mix together oil with 60 isronim of flour. V'shishim ve'echod ein nivlolim. And 61, a little bit more flour, and already it won't work. On my law hands, Rav Shimon answered to them, kol midos chachamim kein. That's how it is with all measures. You don't say, you know, as we'll see in a moment, 40 saw for a mikveh is okay. 41 is certainly good, but 39 is no good. What's the difference, 40 and 39? Doesn't work that way. The Chachamim gave measures, and the measure is a measure. One bit more is not kosher. One bit more than 60 Isronim of Soles is not kosher for a mincha. And he gives us a famous example. B'arboim sa'ahu toveil. If a person has a mikvah which contains 40 sa'ah volume of water, it's fine, it's kosher. B'arboim sa'ah choser kurtov. If it's 60 and one bit, one small bit, one, it works out to 1/64th of a lug. A saw is 24 lugim. So 1/64th of a 24th of a saw is missing, a small drop. Eino yacholit bolbahan. You already cannot be tovel in such a mikvah. The Mishnah continues and says, if a person wants to donate shemen to the Beis HaMikdash, he can do so in the quantities for which they can be used for a korban mincha. So therefore, ein misnadvim, and the same thing is true, by the way, for yayin, for the wine. If a person wants to donate wine to the mizbeach, he can donate wine, but only in the quantities that can be used for a korban. So therefore, Ein misnadvin log shnayim v'chamisha. You can't promise one log, a liquid measure of wine, or two, or a five, because there's no use in the karbanos minchas nesochim where wine is used. There's no situation in which one log or two or five are required. Avo misnadvim shlosha. You can't donate three logim of wine because the keves, the sheep, required a revius hahin, which is a hin is 12 logim, so three logim were necessary for a keves. So if you need one, it's not going to work. Two is not going to work. Three is okay. V'yarbo, and similarly four, because an ayel, a ram, requires shlishis hahin, a third of a hin. A hin is 12 logim, a third is four logim. So if you promise four logim of yayin, fine. V'shisha. And similarly, whereas you can't donate five because there's no korban which requires precisely five logim of shemen, of yayin, but you can promise six because the par, the cow, required chatzi hahin, a half of a hin, a half of 12 is six, six logim yayin. Umishisho lamaila, from six and up, you got it made. If you promise seven, true, there's no korban which requires seven logim of yayin, but there's one carbon, namely the keves, which requires three, and one carbon, the aisle, which requires four. Four plus three is seven. So anything from six and up, you're okay. That's in the case of yayin. Now let's move on to the case of shemen, mishnehe. So the Mishnah says, misnadvim yayin. There's no question, no machlokas about the fact that a person could donate not a carbon mincha, not a carbon ola shlamim or whatever, but just yayin. I'm donating yayin to the Beis HaMikdash, without oil, without flour. So he'll donate the oil, the wine, and the wine is poured upon the Mizbeach as is and goes down to the sheet into the subterranean tunnels. However, the Tanakhama, Rabbi Akiva, says, v'ein misnadvin shemen. You can't just say, I'm going to donate three or four or whatever logim of shemen. Divi Rabbi Akiva. So says Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Tarfon disagrees. Rabbi Tarfon Omer and says, misnadvim shemen, you can donate shemen. And the Gemara explains that according to Rabbi Tarfon, you donate a quantity of shemen. You do a kemitza from the shemen. How do you do a kemitza from the shemen? It's going to ooze between your fingers. You take a cup, which is a measuring cup, which measures out a kometz, a finger, three fingers full of shemen, and you take that shemen and you pour it upon the mizbeach, and it's consumed by the fires, and the rest of the shemen is given to the kohanim. Rabbi Tarfon said to Rabbi Akiva, I'm Rabbi Tarfon. We see yayin that sometimes comes as a chovo, as an accompaniment to an animal korban in minchas nesochim, and also can definitely come as a nedova, as a voluntary gift in and of itself. Af hashemen bochovo. So too, shemen should be no different. It comes as a chovo, as part of an accompaniment to an animal korban, uvo nedova, and it should be able to come as a nedova in and of itself without flour, without solace. Amalo Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva disagreed and said you can't compare shemen to yayin. Lo, imo marto b'yayin. Granted, yayin can come with nedova. Shekein hu korev chovoso b'fnei atzmo, because there are situations, it's when the yayin comes by itself and is not combined with the korban mincha. Tomar b'shemen, but you can't say the same thing is true of shemen of oil. She'ein korev chovoso b'fnei atzmo. Shemen never comes by itself. It always comes as part of a korban mincha, together with the flour. The yayin is separate from the flour, so therefore the yayin can be donated separately b'nedova. Shemen never comes separately. It only comes with solas, so therefore, argues Rabbi Akiva, it can never be donated as a nedova. The Mishnah continues, Ein shenayim misnadvim yisoron echo. There's no such thing as a partnership for a korban mincha. By korban mincha, the pasuk says in Parshas Vayikra, v'nefesh ki sakriv korban mincha. A single nefesh, a single soul, a single person can bring a korban mincha, but not partnership. Avol, misnadvim, ola, ushlamim. But other karbanos and ola and ushlamim can be brought as partners. 2, 3, 5, 10, 20 people can get together and bring one karban, ola, ushlamim. Uva of, and they can even bring a dove, a yona, or a tor. They can bring as a karban even one bird as partners. Afilu prida achas, even if they're only bringing one single bird. And so remains the halacha that whereas karbanos in general can be brought as partners, partners can bring karbanos, that's not true of a karban mincha. And so we have completed the 12th perek of Meseches Menachos, and the process have concluded lesson number 41.